So tonight we're going to talk about Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, and I want to just focus on that one pasuk, the pasuk in this week's parsha that discusses seemingly the prohibition of Chilul Hashem and the commandment of Kiddush Hashem. The Torah says, "V'lo sechallelu Hashem kodshi, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem." This is in Vayikra Chof Beis Lamed Beis. Don't profane my holy name, and I'll be sanctified amongst, within, or B'nai Yisrael. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So we have the prohibition of Chilul Hashem. We have V'nikdashti, Kiddush Hashem. And I want to try to understand the relationship between them. And I just want to say at the outset, I'm working with a certain assumption here. And the assumption I'm working here is that I'm assuming this is a standalone pasuk. There are some mefarshim who tie this pasuk to the Psukim before dealing with the Kohanim, and this is limited to the Kohanim. But many Mefarshim explain that this is a standalone Pasuk, and I'm working with, for the purpose of this year, I'm working with that assumption. And what I want to really ask is the following question. The Torah says, don't profane my name, and I'll be sanctified. Are these two separate mitzvos? Don't profane, no Chil Hashem, and perform a Kiddush Hashem? Or is the Torah saying, don't profane my name so that there will be a Kiddush Hashem? There's, how do you read this pasuk, actually? Do you read the pasuk as two separate halachos? No Chil Hashem, yes, Kiddush Hashem. Or do you read it as no Chil Hashem, and the result is going to be a Kiddush Hashem? How do you read this pasuk? Any thoughts?
I think the shot is that your second choice, that as long as you don't do a Chilul Hashem, the result will be a Kiddush Hashem.
Okay.
I think that's the pshat.
That's a pshat, right? In other words, v'los chalu Hashem kachi, so that v'nik tashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I think they're two different. I think that set can be together, of course, but
Right.
to do a Kiddush Hashem is more than just not to do a Chilul Hashem.
Right. In other words, what you're saying, Mindy, is like, even though maybe Alan's right, that maybe the pshat or the pasuk, the symbol of the pasuk is that they're tied to each other. Don't profane Hashem's name, so that, and God will be sanctified. Maybe one's the result of the other. But you're saying that we as we know, the mitzvah of Kiddushim is not simply don't do something bad, but it's actually sometimes a positive to do something good. Yeah. So we're
Right.
good. Yeah. So
He
we're good.
also repeats three times the same word, right? Kochi
Mikadishchem. Yeah. Okay. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. So what let's begin. So there are some, obviously there are different mefarshim who say different things. So you have a school of mefarshim, or you have some mefarshim, I'll give you one example, the Sfarno, who says that v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei is the result of v'lo schalu Hashem kodshi. He reads the following, v'lo schalu Hashem kodshi, don't profane my holy name. If since you see my behaviors through achieving this kind of completion, if you achieve shleimut, the sense of completion, imkain, atem hamukdashim, you who are sanctified to follow my way, al tchalu Hashem kachi befulot, don't profane my holy name by engaging in behaviors that are lacking or that are degrading. And he brings a pasuk. Don't do things like he says, Vayavo, he says from Cheskel, Goyim Shebo Shama, and they came to the nations that came there, Vaychalu Hashem Kachi, they profane my holy name. In other words, don't we you know that I can do wonderful things if you are a pure and holy nation. So a complete you achieve perfection, and you can receive all the rewards. So you have who have been sanctified to follow the proper path, don't engage in bad behaviors, because what's going to happen? And if you don't cause a Chil Hashem, if you don't profane my holy name, and you do what you should be doing, then what's the result? I'll be sanctified amongst B'nai Yisrael. What does that mean? I'm going to do wonders for Klal Yisrael, like I promised. Ba'omri, hinei anocha koreis bris neged kumcha es niflaos. In Parshas Kisisa, Hashem says, if we if we hold up our end of the bargain, what's God going to do? God's going to perform miracles for us. I am God who will sanctify you. So one way you could read it, it's like what Alan said, the seeming the Pashup Shad is, simple reading is, don't profane my holy name, do exactly what I told you to do, and what's the result? I will be sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael by performing wonders for you. I am Hashem, who in fact, who can do that. I can perform Kedusha in your midst by performing wonders. So one way of looking as V'nikdashi B'selach B'nei Yisrael is simply the result of not being engaged in a Chil Hashem. That being said, many...
Well, it sounds like it's a communal mitzvah, not an individual mitzvah.
You say, because V'nikdashti B'selach B'nei Yisrael, right.
How could, if one person doesn't, is not Mechalel Hashem, does that mean Hashem is going to do wonders for B'nei Yisrael?
Right. It seems that the nation as a whole, how do you, what are the parameters? It seems like the nation as a whole, if they follow God's commandment, then the nation as a whole will result in that. How many is the nation as a whole? So that's unclear. But you're right. It sounds like he's speaking to them, to B'nei Yisrael as a whole, as a unit. I think that makes a lot of sense. The Sifra, yeah.
Doesn't this have to do with more like, I mean, he's bringing a pasuk from like when they worship the eagle, it seems, no? I mean, or whatever. It's not the typical grace be zera chas haniflaot. That's about.
So this is in the after. Okay, hinechon grace is in the aftermath of the ego.
Right. So it doesn't seem to be this typical chilul Hashem business.
Okay. So the question is what how you define chilul Hashem in this case is how much chilul Hashem will result in Hashem not performing miracles. Okay. There could be a continuum. You know, Hashem perform a lot of miracles if we. If we score 100, then he'll perform a lot of miracles. If we score 95, you know, he'll do some miracles, do a 90. So we can debate that point, right? We can debate the point. What does it mean exactly? How much non-chil Hashem? How much does Klai still have to be faithful, not engage in pulot chasirot umgunot, so that they'll merit the miracles of God? Okay, but big gadol.
I don't see the connection between. I mean, to me, between Chil Hashem and God making miracles for us.
Yeah, so again, because he's bothered by the fact that what does this mean? V'nikdashti b'selach b'nei Yisrael, that I will be sanctified. How I'll be sanctified? Because the world will see that, look at this, Hashem's doing miracles. Hashem is doing wonderful things for the nation that follows his ways. So those people who follow his ways will, wonderful things will happen to them. And through that, God's path and his reputation will be sanctified, saying, this is the way you're supposed to behave. Because look, here are the people who behave this way, and this was the result. That's the way the Sfardo explains that. So, but there's another approach, and you know, I think Mindy sort of gets hinted at that we know that there's a separate mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Sifra, for example, says the following, V'lo Schalu, the passage is V'lo Schalu, don't profane God's name. So, Shemeani, Mimashma shenemar v'los chalel. The pasuk says v'los chalel, you know, emor. But then it says kadesh, right? You should sanctify. Fine. And uchshu omer v'nikdashti was v'nikdashti. So maybe v'los chalel means just to sanctify God's name. But when it says v'nikdashti misor es atzmacha v'kadesh shemi, that you should give up your life and sanctify my name. Now, as V'nikdashti seems to be more than simply V'los Chalu. It means that sometimes you have to actually give up your life to sanctify Hashem's name. Yochel B'Yachid, I might think that only in private. Tamalom B'Selach B'nei Yisrael Hamarubim. So the Sifra understands that V'nikdashti B'Selach B'nei Yisrael is a requirement for Klal Yisrael, for Mer Klal Yisrael, to be willing to give up their lives by sanctifying God's name in public. And in fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin spells this out in Samech Ches Amid Beis, where Rav Dimi says, Rav Yochanan, where he says that, you know, the only three sins for which you have to give up your life, right? Murder, idolatry, and Gila Arayah, some form of forbidden sexual relations. So the Pasuk says, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, Lo Shana Lo Shlo B'Shas Hashmad, it's only not in times of religious persecution. V'al B'Shas Hashmad, Afilu Mitzvah Kal Yeharig, V'al Yavar, even time of religious persecution, even for a light mitzvah, better be killed. Even not in times of religious persecution, But when do we say you don't have to give up your life? That's in private of Obifar Hesya. In public, afilo mitzvah kal yihar vayavar, even for a light mitzvah, you are obligated to give up your life and not be killed. My mitzvah kala, what's a light mitzvah? Even changing, they make, you know, there's a certain way that the Jews dress, the shoelaces, and they tell you to change that rule. But kama for hesya, so what's considered for hesya? Amar v'yachal or Rav Yochanan for hesya pchusim yasar b'nei adam, 10 people. Shita Yisraelim ba'inam d'chsiv nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara uses the source of nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael to say, and I don't get into the details of this halacha, but I just want to bring up that the Torah uses the pasuk of nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael as a source that you have to give up your life rather than commit a sin in public. Right? In public. So that's an affirmative obligation. And v'nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael tells you other things. For example, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, says a whole bunch of things you can't do with less than ten people. You know, you can't ovrim lifnei ateva, you can't have a bal tefila, can't duchen, you can't read the Torah in a public way. You know, our kriyas haTorah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, and we don't do haftorah with a navi, and a bunch of other things. And we don't do zimun with Shem Hashem. Pachos me'asar. What's the source? The Gemara says, "Damar v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shemikdusha lo yehei pachos me'asar." So again, the obligation of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael is viewed as an obligation to a requirement that if I want to do these things, I have to do it with a minyan. And the Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in Parakeh begins to talk about the mitzvah of Nikdashi B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. He talks about giving up your life. And then in Halach Yad Aleph, he says not only is Nikdashi B'Sof B'nei Yisrael Lo Schalo Hashem Kadshi, that you shouldn't profane Gatim, you should do Kiddush Hashem, it's not only about giving up your life. So there are other things. Yesh Tor Machem, Shehem Yichal Chil Hashem. There are other matters that are included in Chil Hashem. V'hu Shiyasa Osam Odom Gadol B'Torah before Sebach Chassidus. And this is something that an Adam Gadol, Batorah, and famous and pious, in piety, Devarim Shabrius Maranim Achra Bishvilam. Let's say someone who's known to be very pious, and he does things that are a little sketchy, that people start speaking negatively about him. Valfi Sheinim Aveiros, even if they're not sins, Hareza Chilas Hashem, you are Mechal Hashem, you commit a Chil Hashem, Kigon Shalakach, Vedanose Demei Amekach Lautar. You buy something, and you don't pay for it right away. Right? And he gives other examples. And you don't speak with people benachas. You have Eidim Akabim Sever Panim Yafos. You don't speak to people nicely. Ela Ba Ketata Vekas. You're someone who gets angry. V'chayotzi Bar Ma'ela. L'fi Gadlo Shel Chacha. Tzorech Shi Yidaktik Al Atzav Yasin L'fni Mishur Zadin. That according to the level of the person, you need to be very precise on yourself. You need to engage in L'fni Mishur Zadin. Go beyond the law. And then he says, and if so, what is very meticulous about himself, and he speaks pleasantly with other people, and he's friendly with other people, and he accepts them pleasantly, he speaks to them pleasantly, he'll take an insult, but he won't insult other people. He'll honor them, even to those who don't treat him so respectfully, he honors them. He deals with business faithfully. And all these things, it says what? Until so that everyone prays, until everyone's praising him and loving him and desirous to say, I want to act like him, I want to be like him. How is it Kiddush Hashem? It's also Kiddush Hashem. So, notwithstanding the fact that v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael appears to be something passive, there seems to be a lot of interpretation of v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael as a requirement. Requirement to be willing to give up your life in public for God. A requirement that when there's a minyan, that you shouldn't do certain things without a minyan. A requirement if you're someone of a high stature to act very ethically. So that being said, If that's the case, if indeed Kiddush Hashem is an obligation, so it begs the question, why is the Torah say, V'lo s'chalo Hashem kachi v'nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael? I should say what? V'lo s'chalo Hashem kachi v'kidshu Hashem kachi, or v'utikadshu Hashem kachi. In other words, why is it, don't actively profane my name, and passively my name shall be sanctified? It should be what? Don't actively profane my name, don't actively sanctify my name. What's V'lo s'chalo Hashem kachi v'nikdashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael? Why not? Why is it not parallel? Right. So I think I'd like to suggest two answers. I think tell you a lot about our relationship with Baruch Hu, our relationship with mitzvahs. I understand my question. Why is the obligation of Kiddush Hashem written in the passive form? So we're going to read Rav Hirsch and the Gemara in Brachos, and then I'm going to make another suggestion based on the end of the pasuk. Rav Hirsch says the following. Rav Hirsch says, "V'lo sechalalu Hashem kachi." The first writes, Toraso munachas bekerav kaleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, God's Torah, is placed in the midst of our kehilah, in the midst of our congregation. Himora lanu, the Torah tells us, teaches us, Heach na'ameis es heyoseinu kenuyim la'ashem. How do we faithfully, or actualize our essence, that our essence belongs to Hashem? The Torah teaches us how we can be faithful to our mission to have God's name be called upon us. For people to say to us, oh, look at him, look at her. He or her represents Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem nikra aleinu yeladu b'chilas b'chinas kodesh elyon muchlat b'kirbeinu. That God's name that's called upon us should be on the highest holy level, should be in our midst. Yachad imzeh hu yia nishpas apedu. Together with this, our soul, the breath of our soul, the breath of our nostrils should be shetchayedu utkaimenu bavodus Hashem, that we shall live and exist with the service of Hashem v'tikshor osadu el hanemanut lechova, and our very essence should be tied, or the avoda of Hashem should tie us to God, to be faithful as an obligation to Hashem. Im nisarev lahakiv l'ratzot Hashem bracha shel yishuseinu giro shel shifaseinu nima shel haviyaseinu kortov shel kidyoneinu. That if we refuse to bring to come close to the will of God, our very essence, our very desires, our hopes, our being, like our acquisitions, if we don't refuse to fully give ourselves to Hashem, hare anachdu machalim Hashem kacho, we are profaning God's holy day. Ki Hashem shehu elyon, because God, right, that He is the highest, kadosh, He's holy, buchlat, complete. Shehu tanai litzikat kol haviyaseid v'kinyenu, He is the condition to the righteousness. He is what we need. Our very essence, our very acquisition, everything about us should be focused on Hashem. Mitgale la'ayin kol. If we don't use our very essence to sanctify God's name through His Torah, then that's a chil Hashem. Mitgale la'ayin kol. It's clear to everyone. She'achol adam likara Yehudi. A person can be called a Jew. V'afal pichet, and even if he's called a Jew, Ritzot Hashem einenu be'enav ha'erech ha'muchlat. But the will of Hashem, someone could say, I'm a true Jew, but it could be that you don't recognize Hashem's will as absolute. And they don't realize, some people don't realize that our own will is only conditional. That you can call yourself a Jew, but you think that my will is what is absolute. And we think that sometimes maybe the will of Hashem must vanish as conditional and power, and basically powerless to our own will. So you shouldn't be like that. Ela v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. That Hashem says, I should be sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael. Ratzon Hashem yelanu kadosh v'rav al kol nisa. The will of God should be sanctified and elevated upon everything else. Hu tanai al kol, it's the base of everything. U'mitzvot tiyaseh b'kol, his mitzvot should be done by all. And Masha Korban Morad Derech Semel. And just like a Korban demonstrates symbolically, Yugshav Imtziut Mamashit should be actualized in reality. Edam Chayenu, the blood of our lives, and Kol Yitzarim HaMatarot Shel Mishalotenu, all of our desires and the purpose of everything. Et Kol Koach HaMaaseh Shel Evareinu, the strength of all of our limbs, is Kol HaMazon V'Avracha V'Simchat Chaim Shelanu, all of the food and all the benefit and the happiness of our lives, is Kol Eila Nakriva Mizbeach Hashem, everything that's part of us, we should sacrifice on the altar of God today, L'Kayim Et Ritzon Kodesho, in order to fulfill the will of God's holiness. Kach Nizke Anach L'Shlemut, that's how we merit perfection. V'Kach Niyel L'Mofet L'Chavireinu B'Tachkid HaYudi B'Toch B'nei Yisrael. And that's how we're going to demonstrate to our friends the Jewish purpose is betoch b'nei Yisrael. What's Rav Hirsch saying? Rav Hirsch is telling us that there's existing kedusha, and you know what the existing kedusha is? Existing holiness. It's Torah. And our job is, if we don't give our all to, don't give our all to help actualize that kedusha, which is all around us, which is the Torah, then that's a chil Hashem. And on the other hand, if we give our all, our very essence, our desires, everything that's a part of us, to God's will through the Torah, that's a kiddush Hashem. In other words, kedusha is all around us, waiting for us to actualize this. And in fact, the Gemara in Brachos, Davo Ben Aleph says, Amar Rabin Barav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matzev Beis HaKnes. How do you know that God is found in Shul? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badat Kel. That God is found in the gathering of Kel. Minayin La'asar B'Shishpalim Shishchina Imayim. How do we know that 10 people who daven, the Shechina is among them? Elokim Nitzav Badat Kel. That God is found in a congregation of Kel. So in other words, the Shechina is found, the God's divine presence, Kedusha, is found in a group of people. So perhaps, and it will become naturally realized through our actions. So if you want to know why is Velos Chalo Shem Kachi active and Mikdash Yibsof Panei Yisrael passive, it's because of the following. What's the status quo? Where are we now? When we come onto this earth, or at least once the Torah is given, kedusha is there. We don't make kedusha. I mean, we do and we don't. Kedusha is all around us. The Torah has been given to us, so the kedusha is there already. The sanctity is already there. The question is, what are we going to do with it? We have two choices. We either do not give of ourselves completely to help actualize this kedusha, in which case we are actively profaning God's name, or what are we doing? We give of ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then what are we doing? We're allowing the kedusha just to spread. In other words, it's there already. We're not creating anything. Kedusha is there. That's the status quo. Kedusha is there, and we either, by not following the will of Hashem, what are we doing? We are being mechala. We're actively profaning that existing kedusha. Or if we give our essence, our very life, our blood to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are we doing? We are simply allowing v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. We're simply allowing that kedusha to seep in amongst Klai Yisrael, so people will see that what? That this is God's will. This is what it means to be an Am Hashem, a nation of Hashem. So that could be one reason why it's said in the passive form, because we're not creating something. We're just unleashing what is already in existence. We're allowing the kedusha that already exists. We don't have to work hard to create something from nothing. It's there. And we just have to give of ourselves to that which is already there. That's perhaps one way of understanding why it's passive. And perhaps I'd like to suggest one other approach. We end off by saying, V'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am Hashem who sanctifies you. So what does that mean? When we engage in a chil Hashem, what are we doing? We are acting to pervert God's action, pervert God's name through our actions. We are the actors here. We do something bad. We don't give our all to serve Hashem. Whatever this chil Hashem is, then what are we doing? We are actively profaning Hashem's name. However, what happens when we do a kiddush Hashem? So we perform an act of Kiddush Hashem. You know what happens then? We are, our action is dwarfed by God's reaction of Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. We become sanctified through our actions. In other words, V'loschalo Hashem Kadshi, don't profane God's name. When we do what Hashem wants, then what's going to happen? Right? Yeah, Hashem is going to be sanctified, but who's the primary actor? It's not us. Not only are we to let unleash the Kedusha, right, which is already existing, but the primary actor of Kedusha is not us. It's God is going to do it to us. We shouldn't view mitzvos as we're doing for God. Mitzvos do much more for us than it is for God. When we engage in Kiddush Hashem, yes, Hashem is will be sanctified, but will have a much greater impact on us. Ani Hashem Kadishchem. The focus should be to realize when we engage in Kiddush Hashem, then the reaction by Kadosh Baruch Hu to sanctify us, to make ourselves feel closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the primary action. Our action becomes dwarfed. When we engage in a Chil Hashem, we're the primary actor. But when we engage in a Kiddush Hashem, the primary actor is Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, Mekadishchem.